Erasing Women, Trans Jeopardy! Contestant takes crown for highest earning female win streak. By Neil Munro on December 29, 2021. Jeopardy! Is awarding women's records to a transgender man. And corporate parent NBC News is hailing Amy Schneider as the highest earning female contestant in the game show's nearly 57-year run. Amy Schneider ties Julia Collins' record for consecutive games won. The sweater was lucky, indeed. Jeopardy! Tweeted on Tuesday, referring to Schneider's decision to wear a sweater matching past show winner Julia Collins' clothes. Jeopardy! Champion Amy Schneider made history again on Friday, becoming the highest-earning female contestant in the game show's nearly 57-year run, NBC wrote this week. The engineering manager's 18th consecutive win brought her total earnings to $706,800, bumping her above Larissa Kelly to become the show's top-earning female player. Larissa Kelly, the woman who formerly held the women's prize record, congratulated Schneider in a December 24 tweet. Schneider thanked Kelly. Thanks so much, I'm honored to be in your company. And I look forward to someday watching the woman who beats us both. Kelly then replied, I hope there will be a long line of such women. But you are certainly setting the bar extremely high for them. Kelly also described herself as a dowager, referring to a queen who has lost her authority and power. The claim that Schneider holds the women's record is rejected by advocates for women's status and rights. ABC did not play up Schneider's win over Kelly. Julia Collins has not applauded Schneider for beating her record and copying her female clothing. Kelly is a progressive, and like other elitists, she opposes many of the evolved civic distinctions, such as female and male, that ordinary people need to manage their simultaneous cooperation and competition in free societies. Unsurprisingly, Kelly also opposes ordinary people's distinctions between Americans and foreigners. In a September tweet, she touted her opposition to border enforcement. Even when migrants flood across the U.S. borders to take Americans' identities, jobs, and housing. Schneider has used the show to broadcast his transgender claim, according to the Daily Beast. Schneider is also the first out transgender contestant to win an invitation to the coveted Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, in which the top players of each season compete. Last month, Schneider confirmed to her followers on Twitter that the reason she appeared on the November 26 episode wearing a pin bearing the blue, white, and pink colors of the transgender pride flag designed by Monica Helms, was because she herself is trans. I am a trans woman, and I'm proud of that fact, she tweeted, but I'm a lot of other things, too. Jeopardy! Invited Schneider to come on the show and is touting his appearance. For example, the show's Twitter site retweeted that the Daily Beast article as well as an interview by the pro-transgender advocacy group GLAAD. Schneider is not the first man to present as a woman on the show, according to the Daily Beast. Schneider made it a point to note she is not the first out trans contestant. Fran Fried of Connecticut competed in 2017. And 1 year ago this week, Michigan native Kate Freeman of Los Angeles won the final Jeopardy round to become the first openly trans winner. There's also a former champ from the 1990s who reportedly transitioned after a series of victories. Unsurprisingly, the public debate over sex and gender is boosting mainstream opposition to the transgender demand that each person's unprovable sense of gender identity be treated as more important than their male or female body in law, culture, and sports. For example, a December 21 to 22 poll of 1,000 adults by Rasmussen reports showed that only 9% of Americans strongly disagree that there are two genders, male and female. The polling shift comes as more women lose status prizes, such as medals and records, to men who claim to be women. The transgender movement is diverse, with competing goals and priorities. For example, Schneider told the Daily Beast that he is living with a woman. The movement includes masculine autogynephilic men who demand sex from lesbians. Non-political people trying to live as idealized stereotypes of the opposite sex. And prepubescent children with childish views of sexuality. It includes troubled young men who imagine themselves as promiscuous women. Lesbian women trying to become men. Troubled teenage girls trying to flee a toxic sexual atmosphere. Gay teenagers who are pushed toward an attempted transgender identity. And young people trying to detransition back to their sex. It includes feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, as well as people who glamorize the distinctions between the two complementary sexes. The transgender environment also includes revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers, wealthy donors, ambitious politicians, and professional advocates. It also includes sexual liberationists and many progressives who are eager to liberate people from their bodies, plus parents who are eager or willing to endorse transgender claims.